This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Senator Daphna Michelson-Genet announced her resignation yesterday. Her last day is Friday. The Commerce City Democrat says she's leaving the legislature to take a job with a local nonprofit that combats anti-Semitism. She told the Colorado Sun that the relatively low pay for state lawmakers and its financial impact on her family also factored into the decision. Michelson-Genet was first elected to the Colorado House in 2016 and moved over to the Senate in 2023. A Democratic vacancy committee for Senate District 21 will choose her replacement. Republican Congressman Gabe Evans questioned the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement during a hearing on Tuesday. Evans, a former law enforcement officer, blamed Democrats for fanning the flames of fear in the Hispanic community. Evans asked acting ICE Director Todd Lyons if Coloradans who are legally present should be fearful of being searched or detained by ICE. Lyons said no, but if someone is in the country illegally,
then we're going to take action. We're not going to turn a blind eye no more. But someone that's in the country lawfully should not feel scared to walk down the street.
A Democratic lawmaker who questioned Lyons directly after Evans, however, pointed to examples of legally present immigrants who are being detained and deported. Some federal workers are reeling after sudden layoffs this week at the National Laboratory of the Rockies in Golden. Justin Doherty is a communications project lead. He was one of 134 workers laid off.
I came here for the mission, and it's no longer there. Now, what do I do? How do I spend my time? How do any of us like even think about the jobs that we have now if we were here for the mission specifically?
The cuts follow previous layoffs in May. This is CPR News in KRCC.